Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Keeping an alleged leaker locked up.
Calling him a flight risk and a danger to his community and national security.
Transgender lawmaker barred.
You use decorum as a tool of oppression.
Debt ceiling showdown.
The president can no longer ignore by not negotiating.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. We're learning more about the Air National Guardsman accused of leaking military secrets just before he appears today in a Massachusetts court. CBS's Catherine Herridge says officials want Jack Teixeira kept behind bars.
Federal investigators found a gun locker at his mom's house outside Boston with a cache of weapons and tactical gear surrounding his bed. Prosecutors say 5 years ago, Teixeira was suspended from high school, mentioning Molotov cocktails and guns at the school and making racial threats. And the filing also alleges he searched online about mass killings and posted disturbing comments, saying he wanted ISIS to, quote, kill a ton of people. The Department of Justice also argues Teixeira tried to cover up the leak by destroying evidence like a laptop and game console, and posted in a chat group to delete all my messages.
Now to Montana, where the state's first transgender lawmaker, Zoe Zephyr, has been officially barred from the House floor. CBS's Carter Evans.
32 have voted no.
Motion passes.
Majority. For the second time in about 3 weeks, a state house with a Republican majority has voted to silence a Democratic state representative, this time in Montana. For more than a week, the state's first transgender lawmaker was prevented from speaking after a comment she made while opposing a Republican bill banning gender-affirming care for minors.
If you vote yes on this bill, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
The Republican majority unanimously voted to ban Zephyr from the floor for the rest of the legislative session.
If you could do this over, would you do anything differently?
I am proud for standing up for my community, and I would never change standing up for my community and my constituents.
The Justice Department's filed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's new law that prevents transgender children from getting gender-affirming care. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The president has made clear parents should have the right to make these decisions for their children, and states do not have a right under the Constitution to block them.
And the Texas Agriculture Department has ordered workers to dress, quote, in a manner consistent with their biological gender. The ACLU calls it a discriminatory move. In New York, a jury has heard from E. Jean Carroll in her civil case against Donald Trump. She alleges he raped her in a department store dressing room decades ago. He denies it. CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Describing the alleged assault, she said, he put his shoulder against me and held me against the wall. He put his whole weight on me. He pulled down my tights. And then, Carroll says, that's when he raped her.
Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman expects cross-examination to be challenging.
He has got to show this jury that the story of E. Jean Carroll is not credible. And if he cannot destroy her credibility, she will carry the day.
A federal appeals court has rejected a Trump effort to block the testimony of former Vice President Mike Pence in a grand jury's investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. It's not clear when Pence might appear before the panel. Last night, there was grapefruit-sized hail in parts of Texas. Forecasters say there could be more of that today in the Corpus Christi and Brownsville areas and along Florida's Atlantic coast. There's also the risk of tornadoes along the Gulf Coast from New Orleans to Tallahassee.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car.
It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
House Republicans have passed a debt ceiling package that has no chance in the Senate and is seen as a negotiating tool.
The bill passed narrowly, 217 to 215, and raises the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion and rolls back overall federal spending, as well as taking back unspent COVID money, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says.
The president can no longer ignore by not negotiating.
But the White House says the president has made it clear this bill has no chance of becoming law, though he says he is happy to meet with McCarthy. Democrats are calling the plan a shakedown. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
For the first time since his ouster at Fox News.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise.
We hear from Tucker Carlson in a brief video where he blasted political discourse on TV but did not address his sudden departure from Fox. Carlson's messages and behavior are now key elements in a lawsuit brought by a former producer on the show. Not long after an oversight board appointed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis voided a deal that placed Disney World theme park decisions in the company's hands, came a new twist. CBS's Danya Backus.
Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in federal court. There is no room for disagreement about what happened here, the lawsuit states. Disney expressed its opinion on state legislation and was then punished by the state for doing so.
Disney says the governor waged a, quote, targeted campaign of retaliation when the company spoke out against the law critics call Don't Say Gay. Four patients at a Seattle hospital are dead in a bacterial outbreak that has infected more than 30 people. The source of it's under investigation. It is resistant to some antibiotics. Well, tonight, late night TV loses a star who began his run as a relative unknown. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Tonight will be the last time hearing this.
Welcome to the Late Late Show, everybody.
As James Corden signs off from his hit late night CBS show. The 44-year-old made singing in a car to your favorite songs next to the performer must-see TV. He says this one with fellow Brit Paul McCartney,
stop and say hello,
is a highlight.
Hello.
We've always wanted to create a show that is joyful, that's uplifting, a place where you feel like you can go and have a great time.
Of course, the big question, why leave when you're seemingly on top of the world?
For our family, we're a long way from home. We're a long way from people who are getting older. When I leave and get on that plane with our kids, there will always be a part of me that will remain here.
And after 8 years, Corden says it's time.
I'm going to miss the feeling of coming into this office every day and knowing that someone's going to make you laugh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There was some entertainment at last night's big White House event featuring the honored guest.
His musical abilities probably won't be a threat to those other megastars from South Korea. President Yoon Suk-yeol had his own army of fans at last night's state dinner at the White House. With a little coaxing from President Biden, he belted out his best Don McLean. Mr. Biden pumped his fists and whooped along with the crowd, exclaiming, quote, I had no damn idea you could sing.
Something touched me deep inside the day. The music died.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday, the 27th of April. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.